Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walden. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ted Savage. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Lou Kraus. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jack Hydeman. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting 8th. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Phil Hennigan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Phil Hennigan. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a pop-up towards 3rd. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hennigan covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Walden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydeman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a pop-up towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to second. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill bunts towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hennigan covering, for the out. Hershberger moves to third. Roof moves to second. One out. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Horton reaches second base with a double. Nettles moves to third. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Savage. Uhlander reaches second base with a double. Nettles scores. Horton scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Hennigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hennigan takes first base on ball 4. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hydeman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Uhlander scores. Hennigan moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hennigan moves to third. Hydeman moves to second. Ken Sanders now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hennigan scores. Hydeman scores. Leon moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pinson moves to second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Leon scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Hydeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. Savage hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster strikes out. There goes Elander. The throw from Roof to second, and Elander is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Roof reaches second base with a double. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 0 in the game. Gill takes first base on ball 4. Ken Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders takes first base on ball 4. Roof moves to third. Gill moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foss drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Roof. The throw to Hennigan covering the plate. The slide. Roof is out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Elander is chasing the ball. Harper rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Indians. Dean Chance now pitching. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. One out. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hydman strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a line drive towards short. Kubiak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 2 in the game. Savage is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walton moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Elander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Allen pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak hits a pop-up towards short. Heidman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. John Gellner now pitching. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Uhlander hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-3 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 7-6, Indians. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heidman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leon bunts towards the mound. Jellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Hydman moves to second. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pinson is walked intentionally. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hydman moves to third. Pinson moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jellner. Hydman scores. Pinson moves to third. Fosse moves to second. It's 8-6, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Nettles is walked intentionally. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jellner, and towards Kubiak, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Pinson scores. Fosse moves to third. Nettles moves to second. 2 outs. It's 9-6, Indians. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ulander is walked intentionally. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fosse scores. Nettles moves to third. Ulander moves to second. It's 10-6, Indians. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Dean Chance. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klimchuk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Fred Lasher now pitching. Roberto Peña pinch hits for Gus Gill. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder pinch hits for John Jellner. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harper hits a pop-up towards short. Hydman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Brewers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Peña now playing second base. Bob Locker now pitching. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hydman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Savage. Hydman reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leon bunts towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Hydman moves to third. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fossey hits a line drive towards short. Kubiak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pinson. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Walton hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 4 in the game. Savage is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.